choir of Unalaska's Russian Orthodox Church sings in a crowded high school gym that didn't exist in 1942, when Japan spent 2 days dropping bombs on the island, killing more than 40 American soldiers and civilians.
Again, we pray for the repose of the souls of the departed servants of God, those who lost their lives in the bombing of Unalaska departed this life.
The choir's prayer is dedicated to those who died during the Aleutian campaign. But overall, the commemoration provides a rare chance to honor 43 of the survivors. The group has come from near and far, from Akatan and St. Paul Island to Mississippi and Massachusetts. It includes veterans who fought the Japanese and the Native Anangan people who were displaced in the process.
To come here was very good for me because it has allowed me to let a lot of anger go in what happened in Thunder Bay.
Elizabeth Spencer was evacuated from St. George Island after the bombing, along with almost 900 other Anunga. They were sent to abandoned camps and canneries in Southeast. There, Gert Svarny of Unalaska says they endured hunger, sickness, and shoddy housing for years.
They were shacks, 28 of us on the floor, and we could see through the roof.
For many veterans, this was the first they'd heard of the internment. Bob Brocklehurst of Pennsylvania was a pilot during the war, and he flew fighter planes throughout the Aleutians. He didn't really learn about the evacuation, though, until he met with Anangan elders.
I had often wondered why there were no natives on any of the islands. I've now heard this evening how you were treated. Thank you for telling your stories.
Bringing veterans and evacuees together was a challenge, according to organizer Rachel Mason, especially as they reached their 80s, 90s, and above. In the end, she says the result was worth months of planning.
I've seen tears and laughter, and I've witnessed numerous examples of better communication, better mutual understanding.
That sense of understanding was also extended to visitors from Japan. Photographer Masami Sugiyama was one of three documentarians from America's former enemy. His crew attended the commemoration to record stories of the Anunga, the veterans, and their descendants. In the middle of the packed gym, Sugiyama thanked them for sharing their history so it can be passed on to the next generation.
We have a responsibility to build peace or better future for our children. Thank you very much for inviting me here.
In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.